This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Parkland Resource Officer Scott Peterson. We go now to the courtroom.
CF10A. I have Ms. Gomes, Mr. Killer, and Mr. Klinger present for the state. I have Mr. Aguilar present with Mr. Peterson, who likewise is present. We are outside the presence of the jury. I have received two questions on the your requests on the judicial inquiry form. They checked the appropriate box. Request to view evidence. I'll read them one at a time. The first one says, we, the jury, would like to view any and all available poster-sized evidence introduced during the trial by the defense and prosecution. Let me repeat it. We, the jury, would like to view any and all available poster-sized evidence introduced during the trial by the defense and prosecution. The next one reads as follows. We, the jury, request to view any and all visual aids used during the trial presentation by the defense and prosecution. I'll repeat, we the jury request to view any and all visual aids used during the trial presentation by the defense and prosecution. So, they have all the evidence. State.
The only thing I can think of is if they need assistance in viewing the evidence, because the evidence that they have is not accessible to them easily, if I understand correctly from instructions written out if the court wanted to provide them. There's a password that's required in order for them to view that evidence that we haven't given to them yet. If the court said if it became an issue, then they would address it.
No, they have all the evidence. That's not, I don't think that's what their question is. They want all the posters that you all kept holding up that were not in evidence.
They can't view the evidence. As far as the board, there are none. But the evidence that they have, the video, they can't view it without the password.
Well, I'm sure if they tried that, they would have told me that they can't view the video. Okay. I don't think that's what they're asking. Defense, anything you want to tell them?
No, Your Honor, I think the court has the right answer. They have everything in evidence, and there's nothing more that they can get.
Yep, give me 1 second, because I'll type out a reply to them. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Paul, we can take a look at the notes.
Yeah, you can read both of them. Okay, so here's my response. I'm using the standard form, which is 4.3, answer to jury question. Members of the jury, you have requested to view all the visual aids used during the trial. And in parentheses, I put poster-sized and otherwise, close parentheses. These items were not moved into evidence as exhibits during the trial. You have all the items that were moved into evidence as exhibits during the trial. And it's got my name on the bottom with today's date, and I'm going to sign that state. Any objection to me sending that note back to the jury or any other suggestion?
And my only possible suggestion would be explaining that they were monster dates, so it doesn't seem like I'm in the defense of the state made an error by not having the evidence for the early years. Monster dates.
You want me to explain to them your strategy or his strategy for doing whatever it is you did do or didn't do? I think I'll pass on that one. Anything else? Okay, defense, anything else or any objection?
No, Your Honor, no objection.
Okay, so if you want to look at this before I give it to the court deputy, again, I'll read it one more time. Members of the jury, you have requested to view all the visual aids used during the trial, poster sized and otherwise. These items were not moved into evidence as exhibits during the trial. You have all the items that were moved into evidence as exhibits during the trial. It's signed Judge Martin S. Fine. Today's date, June 27, 2023. So my intention would be to give that to the court deputy, who can give that to the jurors. They may continue their deliberations until we hear from them or we reach 12:30. At 12:30, we'll send them to lunch, ask them to be back at 1:45. They can resume their deliberations, and they will remain so until 5 o'clock today or until we otherwise hear from the jury. State, any objection to proceeding in that manner?
No, Your Honor, just questions will be up there at 12:30.
No, I'm not even going to bring them in the courtroom. If they reach 12:30, we'll just have the court deputies walk them out, ask them to be back at 1:45, and they can resume their deliberations at that time. Anything else?
Yeah.
Defense, any objection or anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're done, Madam Clerk will need the two notes back to be filed. Mr. Court Deputy, you can give that to the jurors, and then we will otherwise be in recess till we hear from the jury. Thank you. back, huh? Okay. But it doesn't sound like ours.
It sounds like they need to.
Understood. I presume that they always are.
How's that? I do. He doesn't.
Why?
That's good.
You know, they never gave me access to the evidence room. No, that's where I use for the no, but I thought them people.
I'll come up. I'm the cook at
the evidence room. They have because it was that evidence room. But all of you need access to launch stuff off. You got the envelope.
You know, remember this is from day one,
but this is different.
You're the officer of
yeah, and I'm not walking in all of what I'm going to do with it on envelope. So I use the conference room. And there's a cabinet with keys.
Kevin, if you're supposed to look like a Mr. Morris.
Look, there's a little one in there, but then when I use a little over by the car, it's all out. That's a nice door. The big one has a key off.
I know, because the big one is supposed to go to the north from Broadway.
This was the Mike's chair is somewhere. Did you say that? This one right here is your tomorrow.
I think this one.
It's real.
No, the boards are on the hallway.
We just roll it. They can't go in there. You were in the corner.
He's not going out.
I didn't try to walk like that.
Muscles,
you
slide off when you do that.
You got one on the other side?
Not this, though.
I don't have this. Let me show you.
So if you do it, I'll shit.
Why did you say that? I'm trying to draw that line, and there's a piece of walking.
Thank you. All right, I had a walk through the other side. I didn't have a big paperwork. How's my I will do that.
At least Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of moving parts for that. Not so much of this one. Yeah, a lot of moves. People separated. Who's coming? Well, then the jurors didn't listen. They won't come out. They just wouldn't talk to him out. So you didn't know. You know, we told him to call. The judge doesn't have to listen to us, but the judge was some kind of big fine. She wouldn't care what was going on. Like, I can't do that. Like, you know, she's going to do whatever she wants to do. It's like, oh boy, going down the wrong road here.
I have anything to stress everything.
So one day it was on. They left. And they left all his cameras on and the mics live. She didn't see this at all. She found out about that. And then she liked the cold. You know, so she, I don't know if she would get hot flashes or if she was incredibly hot under her robe or whatever. She was always probably cold. She had those AC guys up in here with Dr. Dave's wife, seeing where they freezing. Like you could hang meat. Like a refrigerator cold. They were good about it.
And then it comes up with a water right, and you take it off and drop, because I'm literally, I just want to use it on board. That might be another chance.
I don't need to do this.
But he got to deal with that drug issue. That's the problem.
I'm so excited. And then we talk that people can speak with any peace in the country.
It's a coffee mug. It's called the coldest water bottle.
I'm right back.
And my sister, who has a hard time drinking water, I got her. I immediately were, and I came the next day, and she got it to her birthday. With the drops to make water. It was like the
coldest.
Apparently, it is really the coldest water bottle. So that's the only thing I know. I think that's the plus. I wouldn't have any of that. They paddle it right before lunch,
huh? Yeah.
Do you have? What is it?
galaxy before.
I heard it then me.
I don't know. They came out, this is like a third edition of what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I better have one.
Yeah.
Because I like the big screen.
I like the big screen and everything. All the things.
Oh my God.
And they've improved on them. They have four, I think five coming on the middle of the week or something.
I gotta get them.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had one,
but yeah, that's one of the things.
Yeah, I need some upgrade.
Yeah.
Trying to see if they can hear it.
Yeah, trying to see what's picking up.
It's on now.
On.
Somebody asked us to sort about Uyghurs. I'm playing a role of Martha.
Go ahead.
CF10A. I have Ms. Gomes, Mr. Kilmer, and Mr. Klinger present for the state. I have Mr. Eyeglash present with Mr. Peterson, who likewise is present. We are outside the presence of the jury. The jury has sent me the jury inquiry form. They've checked the box request to view evidence, and they've written as follows. The jury would like to request the disk password to review state's evidence. It looks like E5, a red hard drive, which has password protection enabled. Let me try that again. The jury would like to request the disk password to review state's evidence, E-5, a red hard drive, which has password protection enabled. Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Yes, sir, Your Honor. Mr. Savitsky has gone ahead and showed it to the defense. He has made up, and I'll show it to the court, the password along with the instructions on how to view the disk. That's the one that has everything.
All right, so state, your request is that I send back to the jury this instruction sheet that you typed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I see the note first before?
Sure. Sure. It was Exhibit E for identification. That's what they're reading on the sticker. There's an E, and then there's a 5.
Defense has no objection.
Okay, let me see what they wrote. Okay, so the state has produced this following single sheet. It's got a password colon at the top with a whole bunch of characters. And then it says, number one, once the hard drive is open, click on the export file. Two, in the export file, find the Avigilon player and open, A-V-I-G-I-L-O-N. Three, once the Avigilon player is open, there will be an icon in the top left corner of that player that will say open. Four, click on open once the window pops up. Locate the hard drive on the left-hand side. Five, click on the hard drive and look again for the export file and open. Six, in the export file, you will find the video files that will contain the camera videos. There are six total, each containing a total of 1 hour of footage. Seven, click of the desired file and the files will then open up into the Avigilon player. Eight, you will now be able to view the videos. That's what you want me to say. In defense, you have no objection to that?
No.
Okay. State, can you print another copy of this that I can give to the clerk? Can you print another copy of this to the clerk? Okay, so I'm gonna give the clerk the jury inquiry form. I'm going to give the court deputy the password information that the state has produced. He's gonna take that back to them. I'll file a copy of it with the clerk, and then we will otherwise be in recess till we hear from the jury. If we reach 5 o'clock, I will bring them in, send them home for the night, ask them to be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock to resume their deliberations. State, anything else you need me to address before we recess the trial at this point?
If I could, Your Honor, put one thing in the record. So the program that they're referring to, and there'd be Avigilon program, Avigilon. Now that program allows them to open up the individual camera recordings, and it also allows them to, if they do wanted to, they could create screens to compare the videos side by side. It can be like four or more in one particular view. just so you...
Okay. I'm sure they'll figure it out, or they'll ask us a question otherwise. So, state, anything else?
Should we be up here at 5 o'clock?
Yes. Anything else?
No,
defense, anything?
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5? Okay.
Yep, that was on the original schedule till 5 o'clock every day. Yesterday, I wanted to give them a little time to deliberate, but time doesn't appear to be of the essence at this point, so we'll stick to the normal schedule, which is 5 o'clock every day. Okay, we'll be in recess to otherwise hear from the jury or 5 p.m. It being now 5 o'clock, that was the schedule that I originally gave the jurors when I first met them, so it would be my intention to bring the jury in, instruct them that they're going to follow the exact same procedure that we did last night. They're going to cease their deliberations at this point. I'm going to send them home with the same instructions and admonitions, ask them to be back here tomorrow, which is Wednesday, June 28th at 9 o'clock at the jury room as soon as they all return. We'll have them back in the jury room and they can resume their deliberations at that time. State, any objection to proceeding in that manner or anything else that you need me to address?
No, Your Honor.
Defense, any objection to proceeding in that manner or anything else you need me to address?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, please ask the jury to come back in. Thank you.
Jurors entering.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, once you're back at your seats, you may be seated. All the parties may be seated. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stick to the same schedule that I gave you when I met you back at the end of May. It being 5 o'clock, I'm going to give you the same instructions, the same admonitions that we did last night at 6 o'clock, which is we're going to pause the deliberations at this point. Once you leave the jury room, even if though you might be exiting the building together, walking in the parking lot together, all the deliberations have to stop at this point. I'm going to ask that you do not discuss the evidence, the witnesses, the testimony amongst yourselves or anyone else. Do not do any research on your own, directly or indirectly, about the parties, places, people involved in the case in any way, shape, or form. That's on the internet, on social media, on your phones. I'm going to ask you not to continue, not to read the newspaper. Do not watch any news. I'm going to ask you to be back here tomorrow, which is Wednesday, June 28th at 9 a.m. in the jury room. And we will follow the same procedure as we did today. As soon as you all six return tomorrow morning, you'll be right back in that jury room. It will be sealed again tonight. All of your notes, all of the evidence, everything will be in there waiting for you. No one is going to enter that room until you all enter it together, the six of you, tomorrow morning after you return. So with that being said, I hope you have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at the jury room at 9 o'clock. Have a good night. Okay, we're outside the presence of the jury. Everyone can be seated. State, anything you need me to address before we recess the trial until 9 o'clock tomorrow? Defense, anything else you need me to address? Okay, so the trial will be in recess until we otherwise hear from the jury at 9 o'clock tomorrow, which is Wednesday, June 28th. Division FX will be in recess until tomorrow, Wednesday, June 28th at 8:45 a.m. Again, I do not need you to be present. Ms. Wilcox has your contact information. As soon as we have all six jurors back, they will go right back in the jury room, resume their deliberations, and we will otherwise be in recess till we hear from the jury. I hope y'all have a good night.
Have a good night. Good night.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.